In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. When I was a child, Snuffleupagus was imaginary, or at least he seemed to be. Snuffy, like a gigantic furry anteater, or a slender mammoth without tusks. Snuffy, as Snuffleupagus is sometimes called, was frequently seen on Sesame Street, however, only known by the viewers and Big Bird. For 15 years, he was spoken of, but not touched. Snuffy was named, but not heard. Part of his story was that he was crippled by shyness. He was bound by anxiety, and after so much time, became more and more distressed by the idea of connecting with the neighborhood. Snuffy's story also seemed to be a 15-year metaphor for the unnoticed elephant in the room. Interviews with writers and actors reveal a muddled memory about Snuffy's existential crisis. Writers claim he was never supposed to be imaginary, while the actors share that when they were playing their role with this character's name in the conversation, they absolutely believed that he was supposed to be imaginary, the make-believe creature of the tender heart of Big Bird. Big Bird is an iconic and ironic Muppet, a giant who is a child, a heart and mind of 6 years old and a stature of 8 feet tall. Imaginary friends are normal for a young person. And so the ambiguity around Snuffleupagus had natural causes. Yet over time, the writers and producers became concerned, troubled about the example they were setting, the example they were setting for real children, real people daring to speak of an experience, and neighbors not believing them. Learning to listen, learning to hear real stories is as crucial to human development as learning that cookie starts with C. So after 15 years of storytelling confinement, the process was begun to bring Snuffleupagus out into relationship with the whole neighborhood. In the book Life Together, Dietrich Bonhoeffer reminds us of the following. Christians have at times forgotten. They have forgotten that the ministry of listening has been committed to them by God, God who is the great listener, and whose work they should share. We should listen with the ears of God, that we may speak the word of God. Perhaps you were startled by Jesus' healing in the gospel today, this woman who had been bound by her illness for so many years. You know, she needs a name. So I'm going to call her Zoe. Zoe steps out of her captivity, walks into a difficult world on a Sabbath day, and she seeks after Jesus. It's amazing how simply seeking Jesus' hearing raises Zoe to strength. The neighborhood, however, was outraged. Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, and you just don't do that. This episode happens repeatedly in the Gospels. Jesus heals someone on the Sabbath, and the system freaks out. Sometimes we are Zoe, confined, hurting, seeking healing. Sometimes we are the folks who are focused on the wrong syllable, to which Jesus' whole ministry lends us an ear and asks, "Why are you living this way? You know what matters. Come, seek, serve, strive, share." Listening, being real, is what God asks. Sesame Street simple and as hard as life together gets. So during my babysitting years, when they made Snuffy real, I was aghast. I liked the idea of that imaginary friend, and it worked for me growing up. Why didn't it still work? Yet as an adult, I understand moving him from an unheard story to a known one. Neighborhoods with stories that they agree not to tell, or stories that they agree not to hear, are systems that fail to thrive. Rewatching those Snuffy scenes this week, I was once again disappointed, but by something different. My feelings of dismay came from hearing how the people of the Muppets of that neighborhood, they did more than just not listen to Big Bird over all those years. They ridiculed him and they shamed him so much that I found myself saying, "Stop!" at the screen. No wonder Snuffy stayed hidden, unheard, and unseen. And maybe this is part of what our gospel neighbor Zoe faced. Not only an ailment, but a system so caught up in their own noise that her home of constant denial felt easier. I am in awe of her courage. It took a wellspring of wholehearted courage to bring her story to Jesus. After all those years of unknownness, there stood before them a kind and shy neighbor. The whole cast of the Sesame Street neighborhood, they stood there, and their jaws were wide open, and the camera passed by each one. And then one by one, they walk up to Snuffy, and they touch his furry snout. And it's tear-jerky, and it's beautiful, because they finally heard the story that Big Bird had been telling. They finally knew it was real. Dan Rather, the CBS anchor, once asked Mother Teresa what she said during her prayers. Mother Teresa answered, "I listen." So Dan Rather returned a new question and asked, "Well then, what does God say?" And Mother Teresa smiled with gladness and she replied, "He listens." Listening is transforming. We who follow Jesus are called to listen with the ears of God so that we may live the Word of God. Being committed to Christ and His church is not about being devoted to Sunny or Saccharine. It's about being real. Sunny days and rainy days, all the days. Jesus beside us and before us and behind us, with us in holy listening, wholly listening to the whole story of all the neighborhoods. So here at St. Paul's, we have been circling just outside the process of what comes next. And we've been doing that for just about a whole year. And so today, Andrew is going to invite us, going to invite this neighborhood to enter into the next stage of the interim lifestyle. That should have said life cycle. We're going to stand up straight. We're going to listen with the ears of God. We're going to name, and we are being invited to be wholly real.